And good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you to the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Very important topic today with a very important person. We are talking all things real estate in the Colorado Springs markets. Amy Reed, CEO, Pikes Peak Association of Realtors is here. Amy, it's great to see you.
Good to see you again. Thank you for having us back.
Well, absolutely. You came in for the noon news last week, which appreciate it. And we were talking during that, and I remember you saying, you're expecting it. You were expecting it. Everybody's anticipating the Fed to announce an increase in mortgage rates, and they announced it this morning.
Yes, they did. So we've been anticipating that, and with how our market is performing with limited inventory, we have lots of new buyers in the market. We're a very thriving economy down here in Colorado Springs,
right.
El Paso County. So prices are going up and rates are going up. So that's a consideration for people who are buying. And the value of homes going up, so people are getting some equity in their homes as well, which is a benefit of home ownership, is gaining that equity.
But buying right now, is that going to, because we were talking before we came on, what was the increase in the average price of a home in our area from last month to this month?
Year over year. We're at 11%.
That's a big increase. Is that a big increase? That's a big increase.
Yeah, and it's slowing down a little bit, but we're still seeing kind of across the state 11%, 12% increases from last year.
And I know, and we're going to break down the numbers because Amy has her stack of numbers to help us break, which is awesome because people want to know. And when I was talking with you last week, Amy, and you know this, you know there are so many people that are in the market trying to buy a home and then they just stop looking.
Yes.
Aren't they? Because inventory is going so fast.
Buyers are getting discouraged and sellers are getting a little discouraged because they are hesitant to put their house on the market if they can't find anything. So what we really need to find is that breaking point where people are finding, wanting to sell and
right.
then having the buyers. And we are seeing there's different pockets in different areas of the market. The under 300,000 is a very hot market, but a very active market. And so each little market segment is a little bit different. So when you're working with your realtor, make sure you get the numbers on kind of where your price range is, because every market's a little bit different. The numbers we're quoting here are a general El Paso and Teller County numbers.
So just in this general area.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the under 300,000. But I had heard, and I think this was when we were in 6 months ago or so,
mm-hmm.
kind of towards the beginning of the year, but even over the 500,000, even higher homes were also, those were going pretty fast too.
Yes, and when I was here last week, we talked about some price decreases, and so homes are coming on the market, and we're seeing a lot of homes lower their initial asking for us, more than we were seeing previously, and that one of the areas is that over 350 to about 500,000. We're seeing
we're starting to see that come down.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Now, with the announcement by the Fed of that interest rate for the 30-year going up to 4.65%, do you think that's going to kind of bring or kind of lock the prices in place? Because, again, the higher interest rate and the home prices going up.
It's hard to say, but the market always, the market demonstrates what's happening in the market. Like, the market's a true reflection.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
If the interest rate is pushing people out and people aren't able to sell their homes at the price, we'll see a lowering in prices. But if people can still push forward, we'll still see an increase in prices. But the two will work together with each other, and with incomes being more stagnant and not as growing as quickly
right.
as that is a concern.
It's a concern, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I just had my question for you, and it just went out of my brain because there's so many questions to talk
mm-hmm.
about with this. Are you seeing one area, and we're going to talk about this report actually that just came out from realtor.com. Are you seeing one area of town growing faster than another, or demand in that area?
No. Well, there was just an article of a paper about down on the southeast in the under $200,000 range, or $200,000-$250,000 range. And again, it really depends on the market where we're seeing different growth. But everything's a little bit different. A lot on the north side.
I bet. Mm-hmm. Well, because right now that's kind of where you can expand to, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure, and as we were talking about, the new home build is just not keeping up right now.
Yeah, they just, I mean, they truly can't with the amount of people that are moving, not just into the state, but into El Paso County, which is good for us. We have a lot of new jobs and our economy is growing down here. You have a lot of people moving in, so they can't build as fast. And then getting the construction workers, there's a shortage on trade workers.
Yeah.
The Home Builders Association has put together a program to try and train more people in those trades, which is very, very beneficial to our area. And it's right here in, I know it's at Peyton and a few other high schools. They have it at 4 high schools, I believe.
Trying to get more people,
in those trades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we do have a shortage.
Yes, and that's a great program, and they've gotten national support on that.
Now, I do want to touch on this report really quick that just came out from, and I just showed this to you, Realtor.com, what just listed their annual list. Mm-hmm. I don't know that this is surprising. Is it really? I
mean, not anymore.
Not anymore.
I think the first time we were all very pleased and excited, and we are very pleased and excited to have Colorado Springs kind of on the map. Sometimes I think people forget what a thriving metropolitan area we are.
Yes, and we are.
We are.
And so they just released their hottest zip codes in America report for 2018. And number 2 on the list behind Kentwood, Michigan, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80922.
Yep, so up in the northern area.
Yes. And it was actually number 7 last year, jumped to number 2. And they're and interesting in this report, I'll leave this with you, they're saying millennials are driving a lot of this. And actually, let's talk about that when we come back, because I've heard that millennials are driving the real estate market. And we'll see what your feelings are on that. Also, you brought some statewide numbers to look at that we can break down, also the local area. Plus, Amy's great with tips. If you're trying to buy a home. And can we also touch on kind of like the townhome condo kind of?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have so much more. I mean, so much more coming up with Amy Reed from Pikes Peak Association of Realtors next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And we're talking all things real estate with Amy Reed, CEO, Pikes Peak Association of Realtors. And Amy, you busted out the numbers. You brought out, look at statewide numbers. Now, is this for single family homes that we're kind of looking at mostly?
Right now, we're talking about single family homes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So statewide, how is it looking?
Pretty similar to how we're looking. New listings are up for us 3.5% over last year. Statewide was 2.3%. So we're seeing a few more listings than around the state collectively. Sales... sold listings, we were actually down 9% last year. And again, why we're seeing those fewer sales is the limited inventory.
Right, people aren't selling because they don't know where they're going to go.
Yeah, so there aren't enough homes on the market. We have almost two months supply of inventory, and usually you need 6 to 12 months on the market. So homes are staying on the market about 26 days, and that's pretty standard for across the state.
Yeah, not even hitting the 30-day mark.
Yep, not even a month.
I mean, and that's closing too, right? Like that goes up, gets the offer by closing.
Yeah,
30
so,
days.
Yeah, it's from active to closed. So
in under 30 days. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, and I had talked with you about this last week, and I don't know if you found it, but I found a report on it. Yes, there's a lot of fantastic things that Colorado Springs is ranking right now, but over inflation on prices for homes. Also, I had seen a report. I can't remember where it came from. Did you ever find anything about that?
No, and we're seeing, we're not growing at, and looking at reports from our neighbors to the north and the south, their prices had even jumped a little bit more than our, a few percentage points over the last year.
Mm-hmm. More than our 11%.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But everyone's kind of in that 12, 13, some non-metropolitan areas are seeing smaller growth. But then you get up into, I was just on the phone with my friends up in Eagle County, up in Vail, and their inventory is very limited too, and they're at a much, much higher price point. I used to live there. So.
You're like, I know that
lovely
price point.
Lovely place.
But, yeah, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So they're seeing the same thing, but so imagine, you know, we're looking at thousands of homes on the market, and in some of their areas, they have 4 or 5 homes altogether in an area.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
So, okay. So how about the demand? And we were talking about this we talk about millennials. In this report, it says millennials are kind of driving the market here for home prices. Are you guys seeing that?
Well,
and home purchasing?
Well, we've been told for years that millennials were not going to enter the market. And then I think over the last year, we've really seen them enter the housing market.
Yeah.
It was predicted that they would rent, that they want different types of homes than we have built. But I think we're seeing that dynamic changing. Many of them are getting older.
Yeah.
And they're...
And very high-paying jobs. Right.
And very good jobs.
Yeah.
So as our economy grows, they're coming into the market now, finally. We thought they'd be slower to the market from student debt and just how they're forming families and, you know, doing their life changes a little differently than we did or our parents
did.
Yes,
a little bit more transient than generations before that. Yes, they like to be on the go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they like urban settings. Mm-hmm. And you know, these are all kind of generalizations.
Yeah.
But are more into being closer to their work, walking, and just a little different lifestyle.
Right.
Living than maybe a traditional home, but we are seeing them move into single family homes.
And the other thing, which I was kind of surprised by, is you said another demographic that you're seeing is increase in home buying right now is?
Single women.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's incredible. Now, is it single family homes that they're looking at or?
Yeah, and one of the larger segments of those single women are over 50. So they are, a lot of them are moving, they're downsizing.
Right.
But, they're still purchasing homes.
Yeah.
So women, single women, larger segment than single men. And then the largest segment of that are over 50, or a large segment of that.
It's over 50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. We have got more numbers to go over. And then we're also going to talk about condos and townhomes, because that's another whole interesting kind of aspect to this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's limited inventory. The multifamily for sale properties are just not being built.
It's causing some problems.
Well, and that's a good first-time home buyer solution or entry level and more affordable options.
Right.
And then renting, home ownership, if you can afford to own, you gain more wealth over your life. So
right.
We as a realtor association and advocates for home ownership really want to see those more affordable options being built around.
So we'll talk about the pricing right now, because they're going up too, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Very fast.
Again, it's an inventory issue.
Inventory issue. So we'll talk about that with Amy. Also, tips for home buying. And it sounds like we also need some tips for selling too, don't we? We've got more with Amy Reed, CEO, Pikes Peak Association of Realtors, next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking with the CEO of the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors. Amy Reed is here, and you've got your numbers.
I do have our numbers.
Yes, you've got everything printed
from the MLS.
That's awesome. And it's been a very busy year sales-wise, and I don't know that we talked about it before, so let's start talking about the median price for some homes and condo townhomes.
Yeah.
So let's start with single family homes in El Paso County.
Well, this is El Paso and Teller County, all the areas we encompass. We had year to date, we've had 10,000, just over 10,000 homes sold, and the median price of those homes is $309,500. So 5,000 of those have sold below $309,000, and 5,000 have sold above. So the median price is kind of that middle prices.
Middle and again, price this mark. Is El Paso and Teller County.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay.
And keep in mind, the majority of those sales do occur in El Paso County versus Teller County. El Paso County is much larger and more populous, obviously.
Right.
So, but a good indicator of what's happening in our market. And I think we also see people who commute between both of those areas as well. But they are very different markets. So that's one thing we always kind of keep in mind when we're talking about our area too, as a metropolitan area to more mountainous resort areas.
Absolutely.
So, but that median price is 11%, 11.5% higher than last year at this time.
Okay.
Average sale price is up about 10%. One interesting note is the percent of list price received. So that means what the home was listed for and what it sold for is still just above 100%. So
So it is 100%.
Yeah. So the list price or the sold price is usually on average 100% of listing price. So not a lot of discount in the sold price. And that's also true for condos and townhomes.
Okay.
This year to date, we've had about 1,400 sold condo, townhome, multifamily homes. And that median price is 210%. That's up 14% from last year.
It is for condos and townhomes.
Yeah, and you can see, I mean, there's nearly, not a 10% difference, but there's 10,000 single family homes that sell and only 1,400 sales in the multifamily. And we were talking about, I don't remember, at the break or before the break, that the multifamily is a good, it's often where we see starter homes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a downsizing option.
Right.
And those include condos and townhomes and other options, and we're just not seeing those built for purchase like we used to. And some of that has to do with some legislation we're working to fix. We as realtors work very hard on public policy to make home ownership an easy transaction, mm-hmm. and attainable and also affordable. So we look at policies that would affect the affordability of a home. And one of those things that was causing developers not to build multifamily was excessive insurance costs because of kind of some construction defect mm-hmm. laws.
Yeah.
So we've made some progress with that at the legislature, but we're still trying to improve that even more so that developers can afford to build affordable multifamily housing.
So until that's resolved, though, don't think
there's
going to be...
Yeah, and we're working very, very hard at the state legislature to do that.
Because this has been in the process, hasn't it, for quite a while?
Oh, yeah, and last year was our first kind of move forward in what we believe as realtors, as the real estate industry, a move forward in that. It wasn't perfect. Then we also had a win, not just with the legislature, but with the Colorado Supreme Court made a ruling that was more favorable to homeowners.
So, mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so we look at throughout the legislative year what's happening, not just at the local level, but at the state level,
right.
through the State Association and the National Association, on what would affect the transfer of property, what might affect prices in general. Like there was a ballot initiative that luckily didn't make it, was that would limit growth, and that would it was very detrimental to affordability, and just there would not be enough inventory supply for our demand. And in the end, it's simple economics, and we still have tremendous demand for homes in Colorado Springs.
Well, and it's just going to go up,
mm-hmm.
because
as we continue to grow.
Talking the other day, and what is it expected? 150,000-ish, right, in the next couple of years,
mm-hmm. yep.
to come into the El Paso County, Colorado Springs area. An additional 300,000 over the next, 10-ish, mm-hmm. 20-ish years? That's yep. a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. And it's, we have a good economy, and we need people to come in to keep our economy growing. So they all have to work in concert together. And right now we're just not seeing the inventory keep up.
So. Well, and you and I were talking, and I told you I talked with a home builder here in mm-hmm. town, and we kind of touched on it, and we know that affordable housing is a concern. Denver is critical, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I know Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is trying to make some moves to help with that. But because of that, we're seeing a lot of people move down here. And as you do, you track everything in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So you see what's going on. But it's still a concern, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and it's not even just statistically. It's anecdotally. I've moved down here, and I used to work at the State Association. And I mentioned earlier, I lived in Eagle County.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of friends that are in the real estate industry. And it's they have the stories. It's not just, the numbers back up the stories with... people are moving down here, and we're seeing people in Colorado Springs move down to Pueblo and commute down to...
Because they can't afford to stay here.
And they commute up here. So...
Well, and I was telling you, I've had friends moving out because they can't...
And affordable, attainable yeah. housing is not something we want to see happen. It's unfortunately a complex problem because it involves public policy, it involves planning, and then we're subject to building costs, which... Mm-hmm. we're seeing rise. And then with some of the natural disasters, it's going to push a lot of demand down in our hurricane areas or mm-hmm. here with our forest fires or in California with the right. forest fires, which increases the cost of building. So it's working in partnership with all kinds of groups to really find solutions for attainable, affordable
housing for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Workforce housing.
Right.
So that people can live here and live comfortably.
Because I think it is starting to become a concern for everybody, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Across the board. And it's not just Colorado, we should emphasize.
No, correct.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's happening across the country, but Colorado happens to be kind of leading that.
Yeah, California, I would say, is leading it. California is...
I heard Las Vegas, and the Las Vegas area, Nevada, is that right, too?
Yes. That's really growing. And mm-hmm. they were hit very hard harder than we were.
The recession.
By the recession. Yeah. But they're seeing a resurgence there, too.
Okay. So we could, I just want to keep, I have so many questions. I'm telling Amy, like, pew, pew, my brain's going. But we promise. So when we come back, Amy, we need to give tips for sellers
mm-hmm.
and we need to give tips for home buyers.
Yes.
And we'll have more with Amy Reed, Pikes Peak Association of Realtors, next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're talking all things real estate in our market this morning with Amy Reed. She is the CEO of Pikes Peak Association of Realtors. And we've got, we could just go on for a few more hours, Amy, but sadly... the time, we don't have that. But, you know, we were talking in the break, and I've heard this before, and you know, I told you my experience during yes. the recession, and mm-hmm. I watched my house price bottom out, and I know that scared a lot of people.
It does.
Yeah, and then luckily it recovered, and when I sold and everything. But I know a lot of people are worried in our market about, will a crash happen again?
Yeah, and every economist that I see reporting on this and studying the market, they anticipate more of a market correction, supply and demand kind of meeting each other, and not such high, you know, we don't want to see 11% month over month price increases. We're in a market where we just don't have the supply for the demand, which is driving the pricing, but we're not seeing many of the other factors that occurred during before our crash in 2008. They are saying in 2019 they're anticipating more of a correction, and that has a lot to do with the interest rate. While it is going up historically, it is still very, very,
very
low.
Very low.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and I know that, but a few percentage points can put people in a different buying point. So there is no indication. You'll see headlines that say, is a bubble coming? And then if you read through the article, if it's Dr. Yoon from the National Association of Realtors or the Zillow Economist or the Realtor.com Economist, these are all people that study markets mm-hmm. very in-depthly, and especially Dr. Lawrence Yoon, who's been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah.
They just don't see that happening. And then you're seeing economies grow as well, and incomes are... well, not keeping pace.
They're not,
And here in Colorado Springs, our income is going, I believe we just surpassed the state average or are getting closer to the state average. And there are some businesses coming in with, you know, their high tech, high paying professional jobs. So,
but a correction is not necessarily bad.
No, a correction is not necessarily a bad thing. And we were also talking about timing the market.
Mm-hmm.
It is virtually impossible for anyone to time the market.
And let's talk about that, because, mm-hmm. And this is for buyers. Some tips for buyers: do not wait. Right? Don't try and time the market. Is what I keep hearing over and over for buyers. Do not try and, like you said, time the market.
Yeah, because we're still seeing month after month of increasing prices. Still a low level of inventory. We might see a little bump here and there, but historically we're still at record low inventories, and then. The interest rates are, it is believed that the interest rate will be bumped a few more times just in this year. So interest rates.
In this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And again, the interest rate we have now is still very, very,
it's still
very low.
Yeah.
Timing the market. And then again, it would be very hard to do. And using a realtor, realtors are going to be able to help you find that mm-hmm. property. They're going to have access to it quickly. And they're working with their sellers, too, to get properties on the market and ready to sell.
And let's give a couple more tips for, and we know one of them is just be ready. Mm-hmm. You need to be pre-approved, ready to go.
Yep, be pre-qualified. Be prepared maybe to go through several offers. Offering on several homes, maybe several homes, depending on your price point. Especially if you're not new construction, this is more existing homes. Mm-hmm. But just be prepared for, kind of know what your price range is, be pre-qualified, and be prepared to make an attractive offer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Over. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, yeah, and look at the market, and what we're seeing is, you know, you're not going to be able to offer more than likely 20-30% off. That's just not happening in this market like it was during the crash.
Mm-hmm. And tips for sellers?
Have your home show ready, declutter, make it look like someone could move in. Be accommodating with showings. So, because you're probably going to get a lot of showings, so be prepared for that.
I've literally seen people lined out homes doors. I'm sure you have too,
and
for showings.
One complaint I hear, we get complaints at the association, sellers get really frustrated when realtors don't make appointments, or I had just one the other day showing up, and we have a showing system, so our realtors can make showing, and so a lot of listing agents and homeowners will request that you
have to make a time.
You have to make a time, and they may move your time because another buyer might be there. And so again, as if you're a buyer, you may have multiple people, and then in your seller being accommodating to kind of having multiple showings throughout the day and staggering them so that everyone's not there. And then use of having your realtor put an electronic lockbox on your home mm-hmm. is an added level of security.
Absolutely.
Versus the manual lockboxes. And then you also know who entered your home when they have to make an appointment with your realtor. Be prepared for
a large influx of people.
We're still seeing, 20-30 people at some, so just be prepared, and then pricing your home appropriately.
You mean gouging?
Yeah, realtors can help you do that. Realtors will be able to tell you based on the market and area sales exactly what happened. And they can tell, a local professional may have been in the house next door that sold a year ago and be able to tell you what was different or not, whereas maybe an automated value on a website that doesn't have any personal don't rely on an automated value or an estimate provided by someone else. A professional will be able to help you properly price your home and its unique features, its special features, and compared to the other homes that are selling in the area and true comparables.
Yes,
it's different.
Absolutely. So, mm-hmm. And I know we have to wrap it up. We didn't even have a chance to talk about what's happening with realtors in the market and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you guys are here to help.
Yes. Yes. So a professional is there to help you through the process, whether you're a buyer, a seller, interview them, find the right fit for you. In this market, you can spend a lot of time.
Yes, you can. And how can folks reach out to the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors if they need help or information?
Our website is ppar.com. And not only does that give you our contact information, it has every listing in the Pikes Peak region. And the most listings, all the listings, and most up to date. So if you are a buyer or even thinking of selling and want to look at the market, most people start online. PPAR.com is the place to go. If you're working with a broker, their website, because they also have
all that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Amy, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for getting us all updated. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, it's Business Week in Review. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.